You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Good morning to all. This is Dan Keating, and I'm offering here an overview of the readings for Easter week, our Servants of the Word readings for this week of Easter, beginning on the 2nd of April, Monday, and going through the remainder of the week till Saturday. And my goal here is to offer a very brief overview, but then focus in on one and or two passages to highlight the what it says at the top, that is to live the resurrection life we've been given. So the readings this week are bookended by two passages about Christ's appearances. The very first one is from Luke 24, gives that basic account. On the first day of the week, the women go to the tomb. It recounts the empty tomb. It recounts the angel speaking to them, and they're going to the apostles. And so it gives that basic account that we also find in all the other gospels, although each one has its own particular details. And the final reading is from Mark, kind of toward the end of the last chapter, where it gives a summary of the resurrection appearances, but then a commission to go and make the gospel known to the whole world. The passages in between, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, are all concerned really with what Christ has done and the life that we're meant to live. Colossians 3, 1-4, if you've been raised with Christ, set your mind fully on Him. This is the resurrection life. And living the resurrection is a mindset. It's a way that we live now in the new life. The Acts 10 passage speaks about Christ now being raised from the dead and ruling over the whole human race. But I particularly want to look at the two passages on Thursday and Friday that especially focus on the new way of life we're meant to live. So the first one, 1 Corinthians 5, is very unique. Paul makes a reference to the Passover festival in a way that is unprecedented. It's the only real reference like this in the scriptures. And he then speaks about, you know, cleansing out the leaven, which would always happen at Passover. This is 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6, that we really are unleavened. And it says, Christ, our Passover has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the festival. Now, it's interesting. We think about celebrating the festival largely in a kind of, you know, service way, liturgical way, which is fully appropriate. That we celebrate coming together in prayer. We have liturgies and services. But what Paul's getting at here isn't so much celebrating in that way. He means celebrating the feast by living a new way of life and says, let us do it not with the old leaven of malice and evil, but the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. A purification of our hearts, living according to the truth. This is how we celebrate the festival. Here we are in Easter. How do we celebrate Easter? Well, by all means, you know, let's celebrate fully in our services, our celebrations. For many of us, the thing that marks Easter is we can start eating things again or doing things again, whether it be media or others that we've put aside for the Lenten season. And there's something good and appropriate about that. But if Easter is mainly a time to re-engage the things we gave up, we're really missing the core of it, aren't we? The core of it is to live that new way of life. And here, I want to especially turn to the passage in Romans, which speaks about this, and just take a couple of minutes here on this passage in Romans. It starts in verse, I believe it starts in verse 6, but you actually have to go back to verse 4 of chapter 6. Because Paul's speaking about baptism and saying baptism is an entrance into Christ's death. And just as we died in baptism, and as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Verse 4. The goal now is that we might walk in newness of life. Now he says, if we've died with him in baptism, we shall certainly have a resurrection from the dead like he did. That's still yet to come. That's still yet to come. But then, you know, in verse 8, it repeats this again. If we've died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him in that resurrection. And then it goes on at the end of the verse to say, The death he died to sin once for all. The life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. So the question I want to ask now is, how do we celebrate Easter in a way that makes sense now? We're not yet raised bodily from the dead. That's yet to come. But Christ was raised from the dead so that we might right now walk in newness of life. And a key part of that is dying to sin and living to God. It's continuing to put sin away and living the new life of the resurrection in Christ. That's how we celebrate. That's how we celebrate it with sincerity and truth. We cleanse ourselves of the old leaven of sin. And you might say, well, we just spent 40 days doing that. And that's absolutely right. Focusing on that cleansing of sin. The goal now is to live that new resurrection life. But the same pattern applies. We put away sin that we might live a new life in Christ. This is the great thing he's called us to in this season. And so as we consider how to celebrate the festival, as Paul says, let's look and lift our eyes, recognize that we've been raised with Christ even now, and that he's given us this share in his death and resurrection so that even now we might walk in newness of life in him.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.